Tim.
Yeah.
Lyndon Johnson, huh?
Yeah, but...
You keeping you busy?
No, I've had a drink or two.
Well, I wished I had. Why didn't you ask me? Where are you?
I'm at home.
Oh, at the house? They tell me we got some problems with a friend of mine, Phil Nichols, and I on custody. Phil Nichols, who's a nominee of mine for a customs court judge. And he's been there most a good deal of session and in your committee, and they say that I ought to talk to you about it, that there's some problem with him.
Well, he is. The Justice Department authorized the Republicans to see the FBI report. And Ruska, I told them just to let Ruska see it. He says that he hopes that John Williams don't get a hold of him. Man, they want to call the Dominican. I've been sitting on it. Now, I don't think Ruska's going to try to cause you any trouble at all. But,
Jim, there's no trouble. This man that they're talking about, his given name is Nickel, N-I-C-K-O-L. This man never heard of it.
Huh?
Philip Nichols. Philip Nichols is a Harvard lawyer who is Commissioner of Customs.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, it's not. The FBI was talking about a man whose given name is Nickel, N-I-C-K. Yeah, well, Deke DeLoach went up there and told the committee that, and this man is complete. It's just like saying a man named Eastland Johnson.
You've got no trouble.
Not at all.
Understand
that. No, it's like a man named Eastland Johnson. Oh. This man that I'm talking about is a guy named N-I-K-O-L, who that's his given name. And the man that we're talking about is Philip Nichols.
I went to Katzenbach the day before yesterday and asked him to check on it.
He did, and he sent the FBI man.
I mean, frank with you, I didn't understand.
Yeah?
Why they let the Republicans see the file.
Yeah.
Because God knows I wouldn't do anything that would embarrass you.
I know that.
I just figured it was an attempt to hurt you, and that's what reason I told Ruska to sit on it.
Yeah, well, this man, Jim, as I understand it, I've had my boy look into it. Said that he talked to a man named N-I-K-O-L, we'll say Smith. His given name is Nickel Smith. Philip Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, Philip Nichols.
Well, you've got no point with me.
Never heard of it.
Well, I say, you've got no point with me.
Now, what I would do, if you don't mind, and you would, let us send the acting director of the FBI up and give you the facts so you've got the correct facts.
Well,
in
now
this
they called a man in and took a sworn statement from him, in which he said he wasn't guilty.
You mean the judge?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He never heard of it. It's just like FBI coming over to tell me this afternoon that a fellow named Eastland Johnson in South Dakota did something, and I say, oh, that means Jim Eastland. You see, it's not even this guy's...
That's it. There's nothing to it.
That's it. It's like the Anna Rosenberg thing that Harry Byrd investigated. It's
frankly, I thought it was an attempt to hurt you.
No.
Now.
No, the justice might have. I don't understand. They're
court
asking.
Court case, and my office thought the same damn thing.
Uh-huh.
Why in the hell? And I told them not to show it to any Republican but Ruska. They told me they had that they could show it to any member of the committee. Show the FBI file. That's an unheard of thing.
Who told you that?
Huh?
Who told you that? Somebody of justice
brought it up.
Somebody of justice. Huh?
Yeah, said he'd been authorized to. Show any member of the committee the file. And, I thought it was unheard of, and I talked to Courtney Pace in my office about it. And I told them, no, that I just wanted shown to Ruska. Now, I knew I could handle Ruska. and I wasn't going to let you get embarrassed.
No,
now,
well, that's one.
Frank, will you? By God, I didn't understand.
That's you wonderful, and I know you'd never do anything to hurt me, and I wouldn't do anything to hurt you.
I didn't understand why they would, those things be secret, and why they'd make it available to the whole committee. I didn't understand it.
Well, I have no idea. I didn't know it until this afternoon, and we're going over the list of folks that have been nominated and the ones that we ought to send up, and they said this one's got a problem, and it had been there some time, and we, our boys talked to somebody, I believe is Davis, a man named Davis, and he said, no, there's no problem, it'll be handled, it'll come through, and then about a week ago, they said that there is a problem, and
yes, Rusker wants to call the Dominican down to testify. And he wants a man to swear to file a financial statement. But now, if it's talking about two different people...
They're talking about two different people, and I'd be glad if you will. I don't want to take a lot of your time, but I'll have the head of the FBI, I think Hoover's in California, but the next man, Deke DeLoach, I'll have him come down and want to send the nominee, and he's serving now as Commissioner of Customs.
Oh.
And he's got a more powerful job, and he'll have this little... customs court. It's just got a lifetime job, and he's got more responsibility and a much more honorable position. He's been, he's put on it with FBI, and FBI is very embarrassed because the man that the Dominican is talking about with Bobby Baker is a guy whose given name is N-I-K-O-L. And this fellow's named Philip Nichols. You see?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is Bobby going to run for something?
I don't know. He has never talked to me to that candid. I think he would like to, but I see the papers, and I had a press conference today. They asked me if I hadn't endorsed him. They leaked it out that I had endorsed him. I told them, no, I never intervened in primaries. The New York... leaders, a good many of them want him. It looks like he's got a majority of them from what the papers say. Newspapers, two of them are against him, the Times and the Tribune. And I don't guess anybody knows he's out on this yacht.
But when it's put up to him, he has a man from Iowa State. We've got qualified men from New York. What's the answer to him? I don't think there's any sense in it.
I don't know. What...
I don't want you to comment.
No.
I don't think it's any sense in it.
Tell me this. What about the vice presidency?
Oh, hell, I don't... You know who you want for vice president.
No, I honestly don't, Jim. I don't know at all. And besides who I want, and got a lot of difference of what the... What we might have to recommend, what we might ought to recommend. I've got to think of everything I can.
What I don't know about it is this Catholic angle. I don't know that. I would say just on the record he had to be a Catholic, but yet I don't know enough about it.
They tell me not. They resent it. Spellman.
Well, I know they say they resent it, but do they resent it?
They say they do.
Well, I know, but do they?
I don't know. I don't know.
Point, I don't... Yeah, I know they say they do, certainly. Hell, I had a big Jew tell me today that there's no such thing as a Jewish vote in New York City. I wasn't born yesterday. And he's just as high up in the Jewish religion as Spellman is.
Mm-hmm.
So we get out to it, I'm not able to pass on it. I don't know. Because I don't know how much it cuts. I don't think it. Now, where I live, we have dug in because we got a big Jewish population. Yet I don't think it cuts any fake in it at all. There's no block vote, but yet I just suspect there is in New York. Please. But I don't know. This was a big time Jew today. He told me there wasn't a Jewish vote. No such thing as a Jewish vote.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured he thought I was a damn fool.
Mm.
Well, we'll get this fella right on out for you. If there's some mistake in the name.
That's what it is. Don't you want me to let me get the FBI boy to come talk to you Monday morning?
Well, you can send Deke down there. Yeah.
Okay. You know him, don't you?
deep?
Yeah.
Oh, say.
All right, I'll get him to go and see you and bring a fellow with you if you want to.
No, I don't want him to come.
All right. Okay. You're not going to get out, are you? We're going to have to come back afterwards, looks like.
Looks that way. I want to sign the coach a petition, though. Bank is up, man.
Well, there you are. I hope you're feeling well.
Yeah.
Come see me.
I'll do it.
Bye. Bye.